word. It is the words of verse 21, not all of them, but part of this verse that I believe is the model text for this new year, the text that we ought to keep before us as individual believers and as a congregation. Ezra says, "Then I proclaimed a fast there at the river of Ahava, that we might afflict ourselves before our God." And this is the phrase here, "to seek of Him a right way for us and for our little ones and for all our substance." That we might seek of Him a right way for us and for our little ones and for all our substance. The background, of course, is of great importance. Ezra belonged to the post-exile period, the time after the Babylonian captivity. And when we come to this chapter, it's some 80 years since the first group of Jews were permitted to return to Jerusalem. You remember at that time, Cyrus, the Persian king, gave the decree that they were to return under Zerubbabel. And they did so. And they set about the task of rebuilding the temple. They did so with great enthusiasm. The first thing they did was to build the altar, restore the altar of the Lord. And then they laid the foundation. But that's as far as they got. Because they were hindered by the Samaritans. They were opposed by the Samaritans. And as a result, the work ceased. And the people became very downcast and very dejected. And this state continued for 14 years. For 14 years, there wasn't one brick laid upon the temple. And then God stirred up Haggai and Zechariah, the prophets, and they came to the people calling them to attend to the work of God. And the people responded, and they set about the building of the temple. And in 4 years, the temple was built, and the worship of God was reestablished. Now, 60 years has passed since that time. And that generation of builders are dead and gone, and a new generation has arisen. And sad to say that there was a departing from the ways of God. And so there was a great need for reformation, and God put it into the heart of Ezra that he might go back to Jerusalem and seek to establish or to forward that reformation. Chapter 7 and the verse 8, he informs us of that. We're told there that he came to Jerusalem in the fifth month, which was in the seventh year of the king. For upon the first day of the first month began he to go up from Babylon, and on the first day of the fifth month came he to Jerusalem according to the good hand of his God upon him. For Ezra had prepared his heart to seek the law of the Lord and to do it and to teach in Israel statutes and judgments. He had been seeking God. He had been calling upon the Lord, and the Lord impressed this upon his heart, that he might return to Jerusalem in order to carry through this reformation. Now, when we come to chapter 8, we find him setting out on this journey. And he's going back. But the first thing that he does is to proclaim a fast, to call for a fast, that the people would afflict or humble themselves before God to seek of him a right way. For us and for our little ones and for all our substance. Now, it's this action that I want to draw your attention to very briefly this evening. Because surely it is appropriate as we come to the beginning of a new year. Surely the most appropriate action for us to take is that which Ezra and his companions took on this occasion. At the river Ahava, they set aside time to seek the Lord, that they might seek of Him a right way for us, for our little ones, and for all our substance. And surely what we need to do tonight as we contemplate the new year is to seek a right way from God, to seek a right way for us, for our little ones, and for all our substance. I have a very simple outline, and that's all I have, you'll be glad to hear. But let me show you what it is. First of all, God has a way for His people. That's what Ezra recognized. God has a way. He has a course. He has a path for His people. Remember what Paul said when he wrote to Timothy? He said, I have finished my course. He recognized that God had a path. God had a way. And as we look at this new year that's coming, God has a path for us. We don't know what it is. We don't know what it will entail. We don't know what it will involve. We don't know what it will bring. But this we do know. God has a way for us to walk in. He has a path for us. God not only has a way for us, but that way is the right way. Look at what He says. To seek of Him a right way for us. The word right here comes from the Hebrew root, which means straight. This is a straight path. God's way is always straight. And it's always the best. We were considering earlier what David said of the leading of the Lord. As for God, His way is perfect. God's way is perfect. The best way for us to go in this new year is God's way. God's way. Remember what Solomon said, there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. And it's not for us to go the way that we think is right or which we seem to view as right, but what we need is to find God's way. Because only God's way will be the best way, the right way, the straight way. Only God's way will be the way that will bring God's blessing to our soul. But you'll notice here that God's way extends to every aspect of our life. To seek of Him a right way for us, and for our little ones, and for all our substance. He's really saying here, every aspect of our life. Think of the place that they were at. They had lived in Babylon. They had built their homes there. They had been brought up there. This is a generation that had been brought up in Babylon. And now they're leaving. And they've packed up all that they have, all their possessions. And they're heading to Jerusalem, not knowing what shall befall them. And so they bring it to the Lord and they ask God to reveal the way concerning every aspect of their life. You see, it extends to our physical and our material substance. That's what's meant here. Our possessions, our substance. Our religion is not worth much if we cannot bring our material life to the Lord and seek of Him a right way, to seek His will. It not only extended to the material, but it extended to the family, our little ones. The family. And there's a little snippet there of detail as to the role of parents. The role of parents is not to be led by the children. The role of parents is for them to lead the children in God's way. And here Ezra is saying, Lord, we want to know the right way. We want to know God's way, God's will for ourselves, for our substance, for our families. He's extending this to every aspect of life, every aspect of their existence upon the earth. And we need to do the same. There ought to be no area of our life that is locked up to the Lord, which the Lord is not permitted to enter in and rule over. Every aspect of our life. But you'll notice also that Ezra recognized that God's way is beset with adversaries. You see that in the next verse. He says, for I was ashamed to require of the king a band of soldiers and horsemen to help us against the enemy in the way. This is the will of God. The way that they have physically is to leave Babylon and to go to Jerusalem, that they might set about the work of God there. And Ezra recognizes that that way, which is God's way, God's will, God's path, was beset with adversaries, the enemy in the way. And when we set our sails to do the will of God and to go God's way, we can be sure that it will face adversaries, the enemy in the way. And of course, the chief enemy is the devil himself. The devil doesn't want us to go God's way in this new year. The devil doesn't want us to walk in the path of God's will. He will do everything to turn us out of the way, out of God's way. We'll face an enemy. We'll face opposition if we set ourselves to go God's way. God has a way for His people. That way is the right way. It extends to every aspect of life. And in the pursuit of that, there is the rising up and the opposition of great adversaries. But you'll notice here in closing that Ezra recognized that God's way could be obtained by prayer. I proclaimed a fast that we might afflict ourselves before our God to seek of Him a right way for us. You know, God's people should never be in perplexity or in confusion as to what way we have to go in life. There are many times when we face decisions. There are many times when we've got choices to make, directions to take. And those things in themselves may be perplexing. But the people of God should never be in perplexity, because God is not the author of confusion. God has promised to lead His people. God has promised to show us the right way. Remember that promise. You will hear a voice behind you saying, "This is the way. Walk ye in it." This is God's promise. The promise of guidance. The promise of divine leading. He has promised to guide His people in the right way, in the way of His will. And therefore, we should take comfort. We should draw consolation from this. That no matter what decision faces us, no matter what choice confronts us, God has promised to reveal to us the right way that we ought to go. And that way is found in prayer. You can't find it any other way. You can't get round this. The only way that you can find God's way is in the place of prayer. They humbled themselves, they fasted, and that means they set aside the time specifically to seek the Lord in prayer. God's will, God's way is found in the place of prayer. But you'll notice lastly here that God's way is found. And God honors those who seek after Him. For in verse 23 we read, "So we fasted and besought our God for this, and He was entreated of us." All who seek shall find. It's never a vain thing to seek the Lord. Here is God's counsel. At the close of this year, at the beginning of the new, for every decision that you and I will have to face this year, let us make it a matter of prayer. Bring it first to the Lord, no matter what it is. Bring it to the Lord in prayer. Present it to the Lord. Seek the mind of God. Seek the will of God. Lord, what is Your way? What is the way that I should go? What should I do in this situation? What is God's way? And God promises that He will answer and He will honor the prayer of faith. He was entreated of us. In other words, He answered. Isn't it a great thing as we face a new year with all its uncertainties, that as believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, as the covenant people of God, we have this tremendous covenant blessing. This is one of those covenant blessings that Paul speaks about in Ephesians, when God has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in Christ. One of those blessings is the blessing of finding and obtaining and knowing the right way from the Lord, the right way of God. And may it be our experience many, many times through this new year that God will give to each one of us in His own purpose and in His own will.